For the second time this week, a precipitous drop in stocks this morning triggered the circuit breakers at the New York Stock Exchange, bringing trading to a halt for 15 minutes. Joining us now is Julie Niemann, who is an analyst at Smithmore and Company in St. Louis. Julie, welcome back. And what are you making of the turmoil we're seeing in the markets right now?
This is a market that has had huge knock-on effects. Probably the biggest thing you have to remember that this is not a replay of 2007, 8, and 9. This is entirely different. What we have here is a monstrously illiquid market that's seeing a big sell-off just due to the effects that have been blowing up over the years and growing over the years.
But you say that this is not like 2007, 8, and 9. Why do you say that?
The economy actually has been okay, and it still is okay. Are we going to experience a recession? Well, sure, a lot of this can cause a recession. But this is not a collapse in any single system as far as the economy is concerned. This is going to be more of a deliverability problem. And it's not going to be a severe recession. It's going to be one of these nice V-shaped recessions, if there is such a thing as a nice recession, but something from which we can recover on a fairly speedy fashion, simply because this is not something that has affected the system. The financial system, the market system, is broken, but the market system has been broken for some time. And this is all due to a huge number of financial derivatives out there, derivatives on derivatives, which has made markets very illiquid. You have packaged financial products. They offer diversity, but when you sell that product, all of these internal units are affected as well, and you end up with kind of a spiral. So it's become a market of sell, 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 but there are no buyers out there because of the financial products.
Well, how long is that going to last, do you think?
Because the size of it is so enormous. We're talking trillions of dollars of financial derivatives that are impacting the stock market, the bond market, virtually everything. These are things that are going to experience fails, that are going to experience problems with unwinding liquidity problems, and it is going to have to play its way out. I wish I could tell you when I hear a thud, but unfortunately, the selling can continue. 80% of all the trading on the New York Stock Exchange right now is done by computer algorithms. It's untouched by human hands. So this is a market that has a life of its own, and as they found out earlier, it's the circuit breaker. You unplug it, and that's the only thing that stops it. What investors cannot do is panic on this. This is not, again, 2008-9, though recovery there was very slow, very long. And honestly, we really did not have a good recovery. There was so much damage done to the global financial system. So we had a weak recovery, a long recovery, and now we're seeing where the chinks in the armor happen to be.
But there are a lot of people who are not worried about necessarily their investments, but their jobs, that they may not be able to go to work for a while, that they may not have the kind of job where they have paid sick leave. Isn't that going to ripple through the economy in a powerful way?
That's where fiscal policy has to step in. Because of the recovery from the 2008-9, what I call a depression, not a recession, people are now working in the gig economy. They are not working for corporations to where you get unemployment benefits. You're independent contractors, and we see these absolutely everywhere. These are the folks who do not have a safety net. There is no good transmission mechanism to get income to them when you've got a period of not having any income going in. This is something that the fine minds in Washington and elsewhere can figure out. There is going to have to be some way to get those temporary savings or some kind of paycheck into people's hands to keep them from basically running into these problems. The obvious system is going through the unemployment offices, where we can man those up, get checks out to people, redefining what unemployment insurance is. That would be the most effective transmission system right there. But that is what you have to do, is get income into the hands of people who are living week-to-week paychecks. These are service workers, restaurant workers, healthcare workers that basically don't have any kind of backup system.
Julie, many people are looking at this and saying, yes, there may need to be an economic stimulus, a fiscal stimulus to deal with this, but also the government is just going to have to show that it can actually handle the health crisis, give people confidence in that first, and that will start to fix these problems.
And when you decimate the entire budget of the CDC and the NIH, what do you expect? That's what's been going on in government for the last 3 years. all of the regulatory and agencies have had their budgets absolutely slashed, so they can't do their jobs. This is a grasp of the obvious. Now you have to flood them with the money, but it is still going to take time to ramp back up because you've lost scientists, you've lost capable administrators, you've lost people who get the job done and had to go into private industry to find other things to do. So it's going to be a rebuilding process, and that takes time. So the really unfortunate situation here is there is no quick fix here.
That is Julie Niemann, who is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.